Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean is at Billy's Highland Park Tea House this morning. Hi, Dean.
Hey, good morning. Madam Zuzu's, it's in downtown Highland Park. Cryptically, about one block away from where the 4th of July shootings took place.
And it's going to be a really, really good show tonight. And this is all designed, isn't it, Dean, to view on YouTube. I know Billy will have some friends at the tea house, but he wants everybody to watch tonight at 8, right?
Yeah. Right, on the Smashing Pumpkins YouTube channel. This is a free benefit that will feature Billy and Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction, founder of Lollapalooza, that starts tomorrow, is also going to be here. Just a whole lineup. I'm sitting here with Billy right now. Do you want to say hi to him and he can explain the whole thing to you?
Of course. Yeah, we talked to him a few days ago, but always enjoy talking to Billy.
Let me just hand the phone over. Here you go.
Always interesting. And hi, Billy.
Good morning.
Yeah, it seems that Highland Park and the community there may be influencing the national conversation on guns because of the level of investment there. Do you agree with that?
I'm hopeful that Highland Park can have a real voice in how to look at some of these policies going forward. And, you know, the great thing is I've been personal friends with Nancy Rotering, the mayor of Highland Park, and she's the type of person, not just a politician, but she's the type of person to lead a conversation like this. She's very measured. She's very community-based. She really listens, and I just find her a fantastic person on any level. So I'm so proud to stand with her as she moves forward. I just think it's a time, in our community, it's certainly a time for unity.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to just heal and bring ourselves together, and that's what we're really focused on with this concert tonight. And
yeah, the community is really coming together. And, of course, and we've talked about this before, music is really effective as a unifying, healing force, isn't it?
Well, we saw it last night. We actually did a private show for first responders and for victims last night. We didn't publicize it because we didn't want any media attention. We wanted to just keep it really quiet. And it was very emotional in here last night. And we really saw the power of music just to just let people just kind of have a moment just to breathe. You know, at first when we started playing a little louder and having a little bit of fun, I started thinking, is this appropriate? And you could just see people are almost just relieved just to have a laugh and a smile for a second, because the people in this room last night had been through the worst of it. And we've been hearing a lot of their stories personally, and it's intense. It's so intense. I lack the words or even the artistic acumen how to even translate what I've been hearing.
Tonight, 8 o'clock on the Pumpkins YouTube channel, you'll be able to watch the show, and then you'll be able to donate to all proceeds going to the Highland Park Community Foundation July 4th Shooting Response Fund. I know it'll be a good show, and good for you for putting it on, Billy, with your partner.
Thank you, and thank you for your support, as always. It means a lot to this community.
And before you give the phone back to Dean, I know you're the man with the answer to this question on another subject. Is Wilson Contreras going to be traded, and should he be traded?
No, he should not be traded. I believe. No, I think traditionally the Cubs have struggled to have an all-star level catcher and a real leader on the field. And I think he's proven, and he deserves one of those big contracts, and we should keep him. I think there's a reason they kept him, and I think that's pretty simple to me. But if they want to, here's what I would say: if they want to trade him, okay, fine. But you're asking the fans to wait another 2, 3, 4 years on a winning team, and I think that's really going to try this city's patience.
Okay, there you have it from Billy Corgan today. Yeah, it's a shame baseball is this way now. It's a business like it, and it never used to be. You know, we had Banks, Sano, Williams for all those years, but, well, you know what? There are more important things to deal with. And have a good one tonight, Billy. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Bob, are you there?
Yeah. I had to get a little Cubs talk in with Billy. He's a great fan. Let's talk a little bit about what happened with the announcement of Tony Dow's passing prematurely, as it turned out.
Oh, my gosh. What a mess. The announcement that Tony Dow, Wally from Leave It to Beaver, had died yesterday. We knew that he had been fighting cancer, is still fighting cancer for quite a long time, but the announcement was made by his family yesterday that he had passed away. And then later on in the day, it was learned that through the trauma of all of that, through the grief, they made a mistake, and he had not passed away yet. And Tony Dow, while he is still in hospice, and his son made a statement earlier this morning saying that he's hours away from death, Tony Dow is still alive after they announced his death yesterday. 77 years old, of course, starred on Leave It to Beaver as Wally Cleaver for all of those years. And just what a horrific, terrible thing for the family to have to go through, to have to pull a statement like that back, and apparently going to have to deal with it again in a few days.
Yep.
Just absolutely horrible. So, we wish his family the best with this.
Yeah, what an interesting life. As I understand it, he was just taking a friend to the auditions for Leave It to Beaver, and then they ended up hiring Tony, who was not an actor. He was quite the athlete, but kind of learned on the job, and then later became a successful director and was living happily ever after, I believe, in the mountains in California, and he was a bit of an artist, and so much too young to go. What did you say, 77? Is that how old he is?
Yeah, 77, and the lesson there is never take a friend to an audition.
Yeah, there you go.
If you're trying to get a gig, don't bring a friend along with.
You may get the job.
we had I had Tony Dow on the radio show. Geez, this was when I first started at WGN. It's years ago. I have no idea what happened to the interviews, but I interviewed him several times and just could not have been, nicer, more friendly and down to earth. Just a really nice guy.
Chris Cuomo is coming back. Dean Richards has more on that. Dean?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to him joining us at the Next Star Christmas party this year.
he'll be there probably.
Yeah, the last night on Dan Abrams' show on News Nation, Chris Cuomo, former CNN, former ABC, Fox News, broadcast veteran Chris Cuomo, announced that he did a one-hour interview with Dan that was really interesting, but at the end of it announced that he will be joining News Nation to do a primetime show in early October, and said he's very excited. He's got big plans for his show, and we're happy to have him part of the family here, I guess.
Yeah, that primetime show, I guess, judging by what he said last night, it'll be on either before or after Dan Abrams Live on News Nation. Happy 100th birthday, Norman Lear. What an amazing guy, even at this age. He's active, isn't he?
What an amazing life that he's had. What an amazing present that he is having, because he is still producing shows. He's doing those collaborations with Jimmy Kimmel and bringing back some of the classic sitcoms, with new casts. They've done One Day at a Time. They've done Good Times. They've done The Jeffersons. They've done a bunch of those, and Norman Lear is behind that. He's involved in some other projects. But celebrated his 100th birthday, which is today, in Vermont with his family, and saying that he's looking forward to staying active and doing a lot of big projects.
Let's get to what's new on the stream, and a lot of things drop starting, I guess, Wednesday, Thursday now, don't they?
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, some on Friday. For example, for the kids, probably, there is High School Musical, the musical, the series, season three of this new series on Disney Plus will drop this coming Friday. We also have a new Neil Patrick Harris series, which is starting, which is called Uncoupled, which he plays a man who is, you know, in a long-term relationship, 17 years with his boyfriend. They break up, and it's about, really, it's about recoupling in the year 2022. I mean, you know, think about it. You know, all those of you who have been in, you know, long-term relationships, 5, 10, 20, 30 years or more, if you were to get back together again in this age of, you know, this virtual age in which we're living, and, you know, meeting people online and, you know, like that, how would you do it? I talked with Neil Patrick Harris the other day. I'm going to share that interview with you next week. But he said, you know, dating and recoupling now is a lot like ordering a pizza. You just go on your phone and, you know, you order what you want and you hope for the best when the pizza arrives. Mm-hmm. That's what this new series is about. That starts Friday on Netflix. There is a new HBO Max, not a new one, but season three, rather, of their adult animated series called Harley Quinn. On Apple TV Plus, starting on Friday, there is a series that's called Surface. Woman wakes up from a near-death experience trying to figure out what happened in her life. There is also a new movie that's called Not Okay, about an influencer on the web posing as a survivor of a terror attack in order to attract more clicks. And my pick of the week is a documentary that is actually, it's out right now, that is called Light and Magic, that takes an inside look at Industrial Light and Magic. That's George Lucas's visual effects company, the George Lucas wing, you know, that has created not only all the visual effects for the Star Wars movies, but for virtually any movie that employs some visual effects. They go to Industrial Light and Magic, and you will see the making of some of the most unforgettable moments in movie history. And Light and Magic is on Disney Plus, so you can check that out there. You'll probably be too busy. I know you're going to be off the next couple of days. A lot of people don't know that Bob Love is just hanging out at Lollapalooza, just you know, getting into as many mosh pits as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, enjoying all there is, you know, to have of Lollapalooza fun. That's where I'll be tomorrow morning. So maybe I'll see you out there, Bob.
Uh huh. And I'm surprised, by the way, that that Billy Corgan got up so early, because I know he's got a lot of, and he's been working hard and planning this big show for tonight. But you know, rock and roll musicians at 8:20 in the morning are not usually awake.
Well, I can't guarantee that he woke up early this morning. You know, it may be that he's still up from the night before.
Yeah, that's probably it.
You know, that's been my experience with a lot of rock and roll musicians. But this benefit tonight features not only Billy, but Jimmy Chamberlain from the Pumpkins, Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction, Frank Catalano, who's a very accomplished jazz musician in Chicago, Bob Moses, Lincoln Trio. Bob, you remember the name Billy Swan? Remember
the song? I can help. Yeah.
In addition to many, many other songs, but that's probably his biggest hit. He's going to be here tonight along with his daughter, Sierra Swan. They are the performers for this benefit called Together and Together Again, a benefit for the Highland Park Community Foundation, with the money going specifically to the July 4th Highland Park shooting response fund. You can watch it on the Smashing Pumpkins YouTube channel. It is going to be absolutely free and taking place just one block from where the shooting took place at Billy's Tea Emporium, Madame Zuzu's, on First Avenue here in downtown Highland Park.
Live streamed 8 p.m. tonight. You can donate as you watch. Dean Richards in Highland Park today. Thank you, Dean.
Have a good vacation, Bob.
Appreciate that.